Hello, everyone, and welcome to the I Love Kid Min podcast, the place where you and your church take the next steps in your kids' ministry journey. We know you love Kid Min, and we want to give you the tools to succeed. Now, your hosts, Ryan Frank and Corey Jones.
Hey, Kid Min leaders. Welcome to the I Love Kid Min podcast, episode number 30. Today, Corey and I are together at Children's Pastors Conference in Orlando, Florida. What's up, Corey? Yeah. And hey, we thought if we're going to be in the same place, we normally record these podcasts online because Corey and I live different states. Let's record a podcast or two. So, Corey, good to see you in person.
Nice to see you.
Thanks for the coffee that you didn't buy me this morning. What's up with
that? I thought we were getting it after the podcast.
Okay, after the podcast, Corey and I are going for coffee. Hey, podcast number 30. And this is a good one today, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. We're going to be talking about scripture memorization.
Yeah.
And so, Ryan, I'm curious, jumping into this podcast, what's one of your favorite scripture verses?
You know what it is, because you tease me all the time.
Colossians 3:23,
whatever you do, do it heartily as unto the Lord and not unto man. That's probably my go-to favorite verse.
But why?
Yeah, because of just how it communicates. Like everything that you do, put your whole heart into it, just as if Jesus himself asked you to do it. Not my pastor asked me to or my wife asked me to, but I'm doing everything as unto the Lord. Then I also, probably since junior high, have always just loved 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. What a great promise that God is faithful. He is just. He will forgive. And boy, don't we need it. That was two verses. Corey, what about for you? Favorite scripture?
Yeah, there's a psalm that is near to my heart, Psalm 18:30. It says, "As for God, his way is perfect. The Lord's word is flawless. He's a shield for all who take refuge in him. For who is God besides the Lord, and who is the rock except our God?" This one's just been a powerful reminder to me about how God is perfect, that his word is there, and he's just an encouragement to me when I need it. And so it's been a good one. Ryan, episode 30, who is our sponsor today? Who do we get to thank?
Yeah, you know, every week we have a sponsor and super grateful for all of our sponsors in the I Love Kid Min podcast. Today, we get to thank SOAR Special Needs Ministries. SOAR, S-O-A-R, Special Needs Ministries, is led by Doc Stephen Huntsley. Doc Stephen Huntsley is going to be at MegaCon speaking this year. A few months back, he launched a nonprofit ministry to serve churches who want to set up special needs ministries in their churches. In fact, he was at MegaCon last year as well, by the way, but he'll be back this year. And we're super excited. I've known Doc for several years. He contributed to Beth's book, Awesomely Blessed. He had some great video training on YouTube. You can Google him and find clips, but look up SOAR, S-O-A-R, Special Needs Ministries. If you are wrestling through what the special needs ministries look like in my church, we need to step it up a little bit. We need to start a special needs ministries. Listen, Doc is a guru and an expert at this. Go check out his ministry, SOAR, S-O-A-R. All right, Corey, let's talk about some favorite things. You know, I love it right now. Beth and I in London, and Lily a little bit, are into Monopoly.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so I played Monopoly when I was a kid, loved it. I've always liked Monopoly, but it's like I probably haven't played it in a decade until the last year. London wants to play Monopoly. Do you like Monopoly?
I do. Now, do you play with the free space and the money goes into the middle?
You know, that's funny you said that because we just started that. Like the last time we played, we started doing that where the money goes in the middle. And I like that.
I like that.
What about you?
Yeah. And I always agree to people beforehand, we're going to play to the very bitter end.
even if it's somebody going bankrupt or you.
That's cool. I'm glad your family's enjoying
it. So are you one of these guys, you buy every property you get a chance on, or you try to be more like strategic? Like I want.
No, I usually just buy anything and then I try to wheel and deal
and negotiate.
Yes.
Yeah. Love it. All right, what do you got today for a favorite thing?
Yeah, today I wanted to introduce you to Sunday Cool T-shirts. They're the like softest shirts
you've ever seen.
And they do group stuff. What I really think is cool about them is they have a 72-hour turnaround, which is like custom artwork, and man, they're just easy to deal with. So
and good quality shirts.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah,
I'm impressed. They do special stuff. I toured it. I should know what they do, but it's some weird ink thing. Yeah. Anyway, you can check them out at sundaycool.com. And if you go, there's like a free stuff tab. And so you can get one of those wow boxes with some free stuff.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, their webpage is pretty nice. Check out Cool Carl. He's pretty awesome. He's got some funny videos. Sundaycool.com. Check them out. They're a favorite thing. Today we'll be hearing from Jeff McCullough. You may recognize Jeff. He's from Jumpstart 3 Ministries.
Actually, I think they're going to recognize him from that red mohawk.
Oh, probably, for real.
Sorry to interrupt.
Okay. No, it's awesome.
Yep.
Jeff makes these scripture memory songs that kids love. And, man, he believes in sharing his faith, and that just comes out in everything he does. He's got a creative job title. He calls himself a musicianary.
What is it?
A musicianary.
I've not heard that. That's pretty cool. He is a musicianary.
He really is.
He is.
So let's turn things over to our expert guest. Thank you, Jeff. It's going to be awesome.
Okay, so I'll just start this class off by saying I'm that kid. Okay, I'm like, I went to ask my mom once. I said, Mom, I think I should be tested for ADD. She says, do you need a test? Okay. I didn't learn to read till I was 13 years old. That led to all sorts of really fun frustrations because I don't write well. I have dysgraphia. So it's basically like doctor's handwriting, no matter how good I do. That it wasn't funny to anybody. Okay, cool. So, and I have dyslexia, among a couple other processing disorders, which make my life really exciting. But I'm still required to adult. I'm still required to gather information and be responsible for having that information. And so everyone has a different point A, and everyone has the same point B. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, so in order to get into heaven, we have to have faith in God. So the challenge is we all have different filters that we see that through. We have different ways that we learn. We have different things that we've been taught that information has to process through. Okay? Some of you, how many were you raised by devout Christian parents and you've been Christian since you were 4 years old or whatever, something like that? Okay, that's awesome. Super jealous. How many of you were raised by heathens like I was? All right. Dude, my buddy, yeah. Okay, so here's the deal. Like, first of all, we have to establish why scripture is important before we can ask someone to memorize it. Just because a kid is in your class doesn't mean he buys into what you're teaching. Here's a bigger one. I remember, I take scripture and I set it to music. We're going to be singing and dancing a lot, okay? Unless you're Baptist, then we do hand motions, okay?
Same thing for Nazarenes.
For Nazarenes. Keep one foot on the floor if you're Nazarene. She's the monitor, okay? So, Holy Spirit's helper.
No way.
Sorry. She's like, no, But
yes.
Oh my gosh, you totally just took me off track. That's
sorry.
No, that's okay. Okay, I'm going to start again. All right, so seriously, this is great. You guys, I wrote some songs because my kids weren't memorizing scripture. They were given a piece of paper every week, and they were given a piece of candy when they came back and recited their verse. And everyone say long term.
Long term.
That's not a word that was used in my ministry. We were watching the kids, and I was just a volunteer. I'm just a dad. I'm that dad you want in my ministry, right? Because I'm like fun, and I play with the kids, and they want to come and hang out with me, and I play the piano, and we sing silly songs with Larry, and it's all great, right? Right? And then my favorite church game is Dead Donkey. Everyone ever play Dead Donkey or Log? Dude, if it's the end of the night and everyone's just running around, you're like, let's play Dead Donkey. Everyone lay down and be as still as you can. And if you move, you're out. I don't know who came up with that game. You're a genius. And a fifth grade boy would be like, oh. and then once it gets down and you like get a few, you know, they itch or they giggle or they fart or something, and then you get them out. And then there's like three or four that are just, and then you like start picking them up and stacking them on each other. Oh my God, I'm going to tell you. Okay, so ADD is struck. So everyone learns differently. Not everyone buys into what you're saying. Not everyone knows. In fact, I wrote this song. It's called Romans 10:9. Everyone stand up real quick. You take your hands out like this. Let me see your armpits. Yes, thank you. Thank you. That's very good. Armpit check. Thank you. Wow, that's really close. Okay. I did a family service at my church 2 weeks ago, and my pastor was literally in the front row this far away. I'm like, oh, okay. No pressure, right? He's like talking back to me the whole time. It was great. Okay, say, if you declare.
If you declare.
Declare means to say it loudly. If you declare.
If you declare.
With your mouth.
With your mouth.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Is Lord.
Is Lord.
And believe.
And believe.
With your heart.
With your heart.
That God raised him.
That God raised him.
From an egg.
From an egg. What?
Okay, so I don't know if there's any physicians in here. Do we not all come from eggs? Okay, just checking. Okay, that's actually really weird and inanimate. No, I always say that to kids. Like, I like getting it wrong and letting them correct me. No, don't you have Easter at your church?
Yes.
Yeah, you have Easter egg hunts? Because Jesus came from a... No.
No.
Okay, if you declare...
If you declare...
With your hair...
With your hair...
No. Some of us do. If you declare...
If you declare...
With your mouth...
With your mouth...
And Jesus...
And Jesus...
Come on, man, put your finger in the air in the back. Come on. That Jesus is Lord...
Is Lord...
And believe...
And believe...
In yourself...
In yourself...
But isn't that the message that they're teaching our children in school?
Yes.
35 hours a week. Believe in yourself. You can do it. You can do it. If you declare.
If you declare.
With your mouth.
With your mouth.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Is Lord.
Is Lord.
And believe.
And believe.
With your heart.
With your heart.
God raised him.
God raised
from the dead.
From the dead.
You.
You.
Will be saved.
Will be saved.
Look at your neighbor and say, even you.
You.
Will be saved.
Will be saved.
You guys say Romans.
Romans.
10.
10.
Dot, dot.
Dot, dot.
9.
Have a seat. You guys just learned a scripture. Was that fast and easy?
Yes.
Okay, fill in the blank. If you declare with your
mouth
that Jesus is
Lord,
believe in your
heart
that God raised him from the
dead,
you will be
saved.
You will be
saved.
You will be
saved.
Whoa. See, if you know my song, that's added the whoa. Okay, so it's more fun than jumping and bouncing. So Jumpstart 3. So you guys, I made these songs for my kids because they weren't memorizing. Because I went to have the award ceremony at my church, and the kids who memorized 80 verses in 2 years got a huge trophy this tall. We had 1,000 children in our ministry. They had one trophy on the stage. Let's go worse. Then they had little hats for the kids that memorized 40 verses. There was 2 hats. Then they had certificates for the kids that memorized 20 verses. They had a 4-foot table for all the prizes. Are you following me?
Yeah.
It's 1,000 kids! And I went home because I didn't get a trophy because my son didn't get me a trophy. You understand?
Yeah.
That's my boy. They didn't give me a trophy. And I knew the problem immediately was my wife's fault. So, hold on. I should have safety goggles on when I say that. You guys, shield of faith. She and I went and had a little come to Jesus meeting when I got home from church, and I tried to explain to her how she was failing to be the spiritual leader in the home that God meant for her to be, and she basically said in no uncertain terms, your son came to me 2 weeks ago and said that he doesn't need to memorize because daddy doesn't. That's not what a man does. I legit like choke up every time I think of this moment. Because when I accepted Jesus, my Jewish mom put my things on the lawn and turn on the sprinklers. She would not accept him in our home. And she said I could go be with him. And I lived behind my school. Until the kid who led me to the Lord came and got me, and I lived at his house for a little while. You don't know where people are coming from. You don't know what they brought into your church. I made these songs to help my boy.
Man, thanks, Jeff. Corey, you picked out a good clip. Was that from MegaCon?
Or it was a deep dive.
What? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. I love that. I love it. Love it. Love it. Jeff, I love your honesty. How you have to work through dyslexia and still memorize scripture. Jeff's a great example of a guy who values the Word of God. I mean, all you have to do is hang around him for 2 minutes. He loves God's Word, and he is making such a difference. Jeff, thanks for showing us, reminding us just how easy it is to retain God's Word.
And man, just think about our examples. I'm sure many of us use curriculums yep. where each Sunday or maybe during the month there's a memory scripture work. Are we setting that example for our students? Are we memorizing that scripture? Maybe even are we doing it ahead of time so that when we introduce the verses to our students that we know it and have hidden it in our heart. Thank you, Jeff. I needed that. I appreciate it
very much. Hey, this week in the I Love Kidman Facebook group, we want to hear what scripture you're helping the kids and yourself memorize, and how are you doing that? So go search for episode number 30 in the I Love Kidman Facebook group and let us know in the post. And hey, one thing, Corey's got a surprise for us. How did you do this? This is so cool. Before we go, Jeff wants you to hear one of his songs. And Corey, I'm glad you thought to ask him. So before we wrap up the podcast, if you're maybe not familiar with Jeff's ministry, Jumpstart 3, all right, check out this song.
Romans 10, 9.
If you declare with your mouth, Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead. If you declare with your mouth,
just say it.
Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead.
Romans 10, Romans 10, Romans 10, 9.
If you declare with your mouth, Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead. If you declare with your mouth,
say it.
Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead. You will be saved. You will be saved. You will be saved. Whoa, whoa. You will be saved. You will be saved. You will be saved. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Believe, believe. Declare with your mouth. Let me hear you say it.
If you declare with
might be over, but the conversation is just getting started. Head over to the I Love Kidmin Facebook group and let's talk about your next steps in your kids' ministry journey.